Hello everybody, I'm George Milan, thank you for coming to my channel. This is about the defence pact just signed in Mecca between the governments of Pakistan, Turkey and Saudi Arabia. Signed there by the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Shahbaz Sharif, by the President of the Turkish Republic, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, as an MBS. So it says that if any one of these countries is attacked, the other two will come to the aid of that attacked country. So it's a bit like the NATO principle, but you know, without quite the Article 5, I think it's meant to be automatic. This could well be a game changer for the Middle East security situation. Remember, 28th of February this year, the United States and Israel initiated this unprovoked war of aggression against the Islamic Republic of Iran. So Tehran couldn't hit the Israelis. The Iron Dome is almost impregnable. Very few rockets got through. And they tried some US military base in the Middle East with limited success. But really, they said, we'll hit their allies, because the United States has got military bases in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. It doesn't have any in Oman. So that's why the Iranians didn't attack Iran. Some Iranian munitions did hit Oman, and the Iranians said that was by accident. Anyway, because they say, well, that is the soft target. You can't protect everywhere. The oil installations, the gas installations, the airports, and so on, cause enormous disruption through that arterial route for the global oil trade. That is the Strait of Hormuz, and so on. Okay, and indeed in the Red Sea, particularly the Bab al-Mandab, the Houthi rebels or Shia in Yemen attacking it. But now they would appear to be a lot stronger. Now, remember, Turkey, or Turkey as they want to call, us to call it now, borders Iran, and so does Pakistan. Now, Pakistan hosted negotiations between the Iranian-American delegations, playing the honest broker. And Pakistan's got this complicated relationship with Iran. Remember, Iran is the big daddy of Shia Muslim countries, and 90% of Iranians are Shia Muslims. In Pakistan, it's about 20%. There's a lot of discrimination, indeed violence, against the Shia minority in Pakistan. That's not to say all Sunni Muslims in Pakistan hate the Shia. Some are completely against that, are anti-sectarian. But anyway, the three Sunni majority countries signed this. The Muslims in Turkey, about 95% are Sunni. Saudi Arabia claims to be 100% Sunni. That's not true. It has a significant Shia minority, and they're all in the eastern province where the oil is. Iranians are clearly not happy about this, say that it will not bring security and so on. But the Iranians would be worried, because they don't want that they're, you know, surrounded by foes. Is they don't want Pakistan and Turkey to attack them as well. So Iran is in a rather weaker position than it was just a few days ago due to this Mecca joint defense agreement. And they've often emphasized their common Sunni Muslim faith. The one thing is, Turkey is still officially a secular country, where the government does not support or oppose any religious denomination, and the state has been neutral in religious affairs. Now, it's not as huge as it used to be. They went much further than post-Christian countries. They used to outlaw the hijab in public buildings, as in schools, universities, hospitals, libraries, courthouses, parliament building, and so forth. And that's no longer the case. And there were to be no mosques in public buildings. There were to be other mosques, but they weren't inside a school, a hospital, an airport, a railway station, anything like that. If you wanted to practice Islam, you were free to do so, but the government was not going to facilitate you. But, you know, that has changed somewhat. It's not the case that it's a Sharia state or anything like that. Alcohol is still legally available. Pork is still legally available. Women can wear what they want, bikinis on the beach and stuff like that. So, goodness. Well, going back to this. So, defense, fighting in the air, on land, and indeed on the sea, this mutual defense pact. But they say it's solely defensive. They won't, if one of these countries chooses to start a war against another, like Iran, the other two will not be obliged to join in. And there's been that civil war for 20 years in Yemen, but largely between the Houthi minority and the Sunni majority, and Saudi Arabia backs the Sunni majority, and so on. Goodness, because the Houthis are concentrated in the very northwest of Yemen, this very mountainous region, able to hold out, but close to Bab al-Mandab, that choke point in the Red Sea, where there's only something like 10 kilometers of navigable sea, and all the oil going up to the Suez Canal, or any goods coming down from the Suez Canal, have to pass through that. So the Saudis are very cognizant about what happened, And they obviously, they might even need help against Israel, you know. But so far, they were trying to move closer to Israel, have some sort of cooperation, maybe a recognition of Israel. But Israel's genocide in Gaza made that politically unacceptable. Now, for Pakistan, this could help them against India if they can convince the others that India attacked them, right? Remember, in May 2025, there was an exchange of fire. A few people were killed there. All right. So, you know, Pakistan is a poverty-stricken country. Saudi Arabia's got this oil wealth. Could that help them as well? In Turkey's got an impressive manufacturing sector with a Bayraktar drones, as in flag bearer. It takes its name from the family that owns the company. That's what their surname means, flag bearer. Right. So it's very worrying for the Iranians. And maybe the Iranians will back down now. The United States restarted the war again, another ceasefire with more negotiations again. But that's partly because all of the cupboard is almost bare. The United States has used a lot of its missiles, these very expensive, very accurate missiles, able to inflict heavy damage to the Iranians, suffering almost nothing themselves. But then Trump realized he can't continue much more. Otherwise, they're going to be having some sort of ground invasion, and that would mean serious casualties, even if the United States wins, because the number of American military personnel killed so far is about 10 or something. But once they launch a ground invasion, it's going to be in the hundreds. Even if the United States eventually wins, this is an unpopular war, one that's unnecessary, that Trump can't justify. It's an illegal war, and make things even worse for his party in the midterm elections, which is not even 3 months away. Okay, so Turkey may be able to sell more of its defense equipment. Pakistan's got the biggest population, the biggest military, but it's the worst equipped because it's not very wealthy. All right, so maybe this is not really about fighting anyone else. It's about scaring other people off. Okay, better not attack me because I got my two really butch friends who will come to my aid. So that's it. You know, prevention is better than cure. People are not going to go for a soft target so much. So they've got their with their united strength, they're obviously much mightier. So I'm not sure who else in the region it would worry apart from the Houthi rebels. And they're not really seeking to fight anybody else. Remember, Turkey's still got some troops in northern Syria. They're supposedly protecting the Turkoman ethnic minority. But would it bring the Iranian conflict to an end? The Iranians say, well, we'll have to charge tolls going through the Strait of Hormuz now. They realize they can close the Strait of Hormuz. And even if they don't manage to hit a single ship, the insurance just won't cover it. Remember, insurance doesn't cover war. And then your shipping companies are, it's just too risky. One of these ships gets sunk. These oil tankers, even without the oil, is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay, so what do you think? Is it a good thing for the world that this Mecca Defense Pact has been signed? And obviously, it's no coincidence it was signed in the holy city of Islam, where the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, first supposedly heard the Archangel Jibril, as in Gabriel, telling him to write, despite him being illiterate, miraculously composing Al-Quran. All right, toodle-pip.